It's Monday morning at Sarah Scott Middle School in Terre Haute, and Principal Scotia Brown is helping direct the monthly food distribution.
Yep, they got cereal, they don't have bread.
It's one of many new strategies Brown and her staff have implemented over the last 2 years as the coronavirus pandemic has upended school.
Being an administrator is spinning plates. Being an administrator in a pandemic is a Herculean task.
First came moving instruction online. Students had to learn from paper packets and then Zoom screens. Next came hybrid learning, with waves of COVID forcing switches between in-person and online. Brown says things are better this year, being in person and without masks. But she has concerns about the pandemic's lingering impacts.
Although they're here in the building, because they're not in the habit now of doing the work, it's a challenge to get them to complete the assignments. And so jump-starting that has been difficult.
97% of Indiana's 3rd through 8th graders took the iLearn test last year after it was canceled in 2020. Fewer than 29% of students passed both the English and math sections. Performance was a little better when considering the subjects separately, and standardized tests don't give a full picture of student learning. But the low scores have the attention of administrators.
We were expecting a drop in the test scores, but we weren't prepared for the drop that we saw. It was abysmal.
Brown pins the drop in scores and a lack of motivation on multiple factors. It's been hard to learn the last 2 years. Online school wasn't for everyone when students could get online. And positive COVID tests meant extended absences for students and teachers.
Back to the dime dos. Ian, dime dos colores in Espanol.
Rojo y es...
2 hours east, Hamilton Southeastern schools had to turn to parents, principals, and administrators to help substitute teach. Full-time sub Kent Sterling has been busier this year than he can ever remember.
We kind of do our best to make sure that the lesson plan is adhered to and make sure really that the overall mood of the class and of the school isn't interrupted.
Sterling hasn't seen as much academic impact with high schoolers, who he says tend to be more self-motivated. But he says it's evident with younger students.
The continuous rigors of academia for 5th and 6th graders, that being interrupted has caused a less complete grasp of the information and has put them behind.
And the academic impacts have been even sharper for low-income students. At Sarah Scott, where almost 90% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch, social worker Nichelle Campbell-Miller says she's spending a lot more time focusing on students' social and emotional needs.
We do the zones of regulation, and so if a student says that they're in the red zone, that indicates to me that I need to go in and check on them because they're having a hard time. So we do a whole lot more of that.
Depression and anxiety have spiked at Sarah Scott. Campbell-Miller says the lack of social interaction has been particularly difficult for students who are just making the jump to middle or high school. That not only affects them on a personal level, but also how they do in the classroom.
Part of us getting back on the mend is us building those relationships and helping our students, reteaching our students how to interact with each other and interact with their teachers.
Schools have used federal COVID money to try and close some of those learning gaps. Sarah Scott has put resources toward extra learning and tutoring services. With iLearn approaching in April, education officials will get another wave of data to see how 2 years of pandemic schooling has affected Hoosier students. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.